Hello, good morning. This is Hilda again. Today we're going to be discussing something very, very interesting. We're going to be talking about what Nigerian men want from their wives. Today I have a friend with me. He doesn't want his name mentioned, but let's say we'll call him Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Hilda.
How are you today?
I'm good. And you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Dan, what do you think Nigerian men want from their wives?
A Nigerian man wants a lot of things from his wife. Depending on the angle you're looking at it from. But the most important thing, what men want from their wives is respect. The woman being submissive.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay. I actually did a prior podcast when we're talking about submissive wives, but that's, we can do that again. You can discuss that again on another day. Would it matter to you if your wife, couldn't cook or can't cook?
It wouldn't really matter, but it depends on the situation. If my wife is willing to learn, did not have the opportunity when she was growing up to cook.
Okay.
It's a different thing.
Okay.
But if she decides that I don't want to cook at all.
Anyway, you would have even known this prior to the marriage, at least.
Yes.
You would have had an idea that she's not the cooking type. But is it possible that such a situation wouldn't have presented itself? I don't think so. I don't think so. She probably have come for weekends or something. So, if she had everything else, beauty, brains, she's elegant, she comes from a good family, but not only that she can't cook, she won't cook, would it matter?
It really matter, because even though no matter how much I try to encourage her.
Encourage her to do what?
To cook. You understand? And I try to do it myself for her. But there will be occasions whereby I wouldn't be around and we have kids. I probably could not afford to hire a cook. What happens to my kids?
Okay, supposing she's working and she decides that she'll be picking up the tab of the maid or the cook, would that be a problem to you?
Initially, it wouldn't be a problem. But there'll be occasions, like I said. We shouldn't really overlook the fact that we are from an African setting. And maybe probably family members will come in. My family members are family members. It will be quite embarrassing.
Why would it be embarrassing?
Because sometimes our mom might say, okay, it wouldn't be a shame from the point of view for mother that she didn't really bring her daughter up well.
Okay. Supposing the mother is a class conscious woman who doesn't want her daughter to... to suffer, in quotes. Well, if the mother is down with it, I mean, if there's a cook that can do it, but really, if there's a cook in the house that can cook decent meals for you and the children, why should it be a problem?
Well, if you look at it from an African setting,
okay,
the total package of a woman is being able to be domesticated.
Well, you know that things have changed. I mean, back in the days, maybe hundreds of centuries ago, and basically not too far in the past, women, probably in most time, let's say up to the 60s or the 70s, you had a lot of women who didn't go to university or didn't finish secondary school or primary school. So, of course, when they would get married, many of them didn't. There weren't many women in university anyway. So it was just easy for women to default into the setting of home groomer, housewife type of woman. But as more women have gone to school and are doing academically as well as men, if she decides she doesn't want to,
You know, when a woman decides not to get too involved in the domestic affairs of the house, there's a limit to which the man can accommodate it. And when the man sees that, this is what she wants to do, and the man sometimes comes back from work, it feels like eating his local delicacy.
Okay.
and the woman is not available. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Then gradually, the man starts looking outwards.
Okay, he starts looking for another partner outside of his wife.
Yeah, start looking outwards. No matter how much the man loves the wife, there'll be occasions. On a Saturday morning, on a Sunday morning, she wants the wife, okay, even just in, yes, even as much as frying egg, which I am, you know.
Okay, but let me ask you another question. If you were married to a white woman that could not even boil water to save her life, wouldn't you make adjustments, get her remade?
If you're married to a white woman, no matter how much that she couldn't boil water, even sometimes we look at it from that the whites are not domesticated. They are. Yes, they okay. are. And also, but it depends on if that's what they want. I find that most African men that marries a white lady, when they come back to the country, Nigeria or Africa, you find out that even when you go to the market, you see the woman, it no matter, even the woman, the man is a rich man in quotes, wealthy. You see some of them, the drivers bring them to they are even
to willing. The market.
Yes. And you know the funniest thing, most of these white ladies, they are willing and ready to learn the culture and tradition of her husband. No matter how much you feel that the man in quotes is a rich man. But you see sometimes from our own Nigerian women, they feel that it's class. But you're bringing up class, but you are losing values. And a woman that cannot cook or do be domesticated, you're already sending a wrong signal, a wrong foundation to your kids.
Okay. So, of course, what you're saying is that the likelihood would be that if she has daughters, her daughters would toe her line.
Yes.
And if she has sons, her sons would grow up thinking that that's what women do, which is nothing in the house.
Which is wrong. Okay. Because you wouldn't be there forever.
Okay, no problem. So, what do you think now, if the tables were turned, if the woman is bringing 90% or 99% of the bacon home, would you still be insistent? If, for instance, you didn't have a job and you were dependent on her, would you still insist that she does all these wifey things, cleaning up and cooking and all of that? Would it be important if she could hire somebody to do all these things and she goes out to work and comes back and you're pretty much not doing anything at that point in time?
Yeah, looking at it from that point of view, I look at it from the involvement of technology modernization.
Okay.
Before we used to have full-time housewife. But the way the situation is,
Things have changed.
Yeah. Now sometimes people say, call refer to themselves as full-time husband. Because maybe due to one thing, they are not opportune to be the man, and the woman is opportune
to be the man.
I'll put it like that. You find out that, but notwithstanding, no matter how preoccupied and everything, even having a family setting, and the kids wake up in the morning,
yes,
even Monday to Friday, their dad is always in the kitchen. But you know, how would it, your mother is in the kitchen on a Saturday morning, no matter how tight your schedule is. Even as I said, even though it's to fry it, even to prepare cereal, something like that.
Okay.
There's a film.
So that means it's also okay for men to, like you said before, it's okay for men to help out with these things.
Yes. Okay. So it depends on the understanding between both
of them.
Yes, please.
Okay. So, if it is because, and I'm just asking this question based on what we see in society, if it is because it is the man that is bringing home the bacon, the better part of the bacon, that the woman must do those wifely things, then shouldn't it also be that it's because the woman is bringing home the bacon that the man too should do all those domesticated things? What do you think?
No, I don't agree with you in totality. Do you know why?
Okay.
There are rules that has been assigned naturally between couples.
Okay, sorry to cut in. So that means that a woman can take up a man's role in addition to hers, but a man cannot take up or should not take up a woman's role in addition to his.
It depends on the understanding between the couples.
Okay.
Do you understand? For example, like say, circumstance or situation will rank the woman to be the breadwinner of the house. But sometimes the woman will get into her head. It will get into her head that, oh, it's a this thing. And sometimes the man will tend to be lazy. I don't want to make effort. But then it depends on the understanding of both of them. Do you understand? Sometimes this thing just happens naturally. Sometimes,
well, yes, I agree with you, but
you see, it's all how you decide to understand and how you decide to work through your arrangements and not taking advantage of each other.
Okay.
Weaknesses.
So, either way, a typical Nigerian man, we're just generalizing now, not for the exceptions. A typical Nigerian man will want a woman that can do all the domestic things, look after the children, cook, clean where necessary. So, can we...
No matter how much the man is wealthy.
How wealthy the man is. Yes. Okay.
There are sometimes the man will want the wife to do some personal things for him.
Well, when you visit some of these wealthy people, the wives don't really anything.
They give you the face. Oh, we have a cook, we have a driver, we have a maid. But the woman that say all these things needs supervision.
Okay, so you are fine with supervision?
No, I just if sometimes it's what is that is going to eat today?
Okay,
fried
but you can still cook.
And the man, for example, likes a snail fried in a particular way. When you are dating, the man sees, you see, so there's no matter much how much the maid does it, you still have to get involved.
Okay, so what you're saying in short is that even if you have the works, maid, cook, gardener, and all of that, the woman should still make her time sometimes
to be there for the husband.
To take care of her husband and cook his meals.
Because you see, if the maid does the cooking, the maid does the cooking, does the maid sleep with your husband?
I don't know about that.
No, that's the truth.
So, ladies, thank you for coming, Dan. So, ladies, you've heard it all. If you have not been taking care of your husband
and his cooking,
and his needs, then I think you should start thinking about it. Yes, I know that it can be very tiring to do some of these things. If you live in the cities, traffic can be horrific, and you have a lot of demands. If you're an employee, work itself can be very demanding. But we should make that effort to take care of our men. And the men too should once in a while just give us a treat and, you know, do something.
Pamper
women and do things out of the ordinary. It's not really about rules as far as I'm concerned, but it's just about understanding and then giving the other person what's the other person wants. I think that will make happy marriages in Nigeria. So, until I have another chat with you or we discuss another topic, I'll be talking to you pretty soon. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.